T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We are served up by Perkins. Your lineup today for the crew: Johnny VR back in the leadoff spot, playing second. Keon, though, in the two-hole. Keon in center field in the two-hole. Hernan Perez out in left. No Braun. Shaw cleaning up. Santana. Jesus Aguilar. No Eric Thames. Manny Pena, Arcia, Nelson, VR, Broxton, Perez, Shaw, Santana, Aguilar, Pena.
Seems not in the lineup. I guess Arcia, we don't want to sweep the series, Nelson. I guess. Is that what it is?
That could be the case.
Why?
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Tim Allen, the host of the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show. Hi, Tim.
Allen.
How we doing, guys?
I'm doing all right, Al. Al, I don't like the idea of Thames getting a day, unless it's some sort of injury or something, but... I never like days off for guys.
It's frustrating.
It is.
Man. It is when you got a chance to put the hammer down.
You do.
Here, and then I understand the days off and all that. I guess I'm getting a little more understanding of it. I was talking about that on the post game last night about, you know, I really, over the years, have got a better understanding, and we all grow and learn, much better understanding about, you know, the physical drain on these guys. And again, I've heard it over the years, guys, you have too, about, well, they play a 3-hour game and they're spoiled millionaires. And what's the deal? It is a lot more than that. The working out beforehand, taking, you know, ground balls, fly balls, stretching, and, you know, doing their running and treatment if there's little aches and pains here and there. And, you know, I'm a little more understanding, but it is frustrating. As a fan, to see this type of lineup, then you got a chance to put the hammer down against a decent team.
Absolutely, Alan. You have a chance to win this series against the Boston Red Sox with their bats. You need all your bats against the American League East today, Alan.
Yeah, they're gonna their offensive lineup. They're a pesky little bunch, yeah. Man. They are. It's been wild. But, you know, these comes down to this, Chuck Bart. That these pitchers, these starters for the Brewers, you know, they're maintaining, I guess, but they're just not soaking up the innings, and that's gonna there's almost a pending doom that, you know, is gonna happen with that bullpen. And I would imagine that if this continues, these short starts, I mean, when you think about it, guys, Scahill last night, 2 1/3, he in reality should have been the MVP. I mean, he really should have.
Give it to the manager.
Well, you know what? I mean, if I got 2 1/3 and one run out of Scahill, I'm just like on my knees thinking, oh my god, thanks goodness.
No. Yeah, he didn't give up any runs.
Oh, no. Did he?
No.
I thought he gave one run.
Nice, clean.
Okay.
Yeah. And so their one start, because Scahill did go 2 1/3 yesterday, guys, they are a short start. And I mean really short start. Say someone gets hurt or just can't get out of his own way today. Maybe Jimmy Nelson. Let's say he goes an inning and a third or something. Mm-hmm. They are in deep trouble. And I would imagine they'd be on the phone to Colorado Springs.
Something we'll probably get into more tomorrow, Tim, as we talk to Tim Allen, host of the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, is Junior Guerra throwing to live batters yesterday, going to pitch at Biloxi, get 75 pitches. He's going to be back in that rotation soon. So who's out, Tim? Who's out of that rotation?
Well, it's a big start today for Jimmy Nelson. I'm a little nervous for him. I am. And, you know, they did it with Willie Peralta last year, and that humbled him, and I think it made a difference. I really do. Now, his ERA is still, you know, much higher than they would like, but Jimmy Nelson, with what he's got going on here, man, it wouldn't surprise me that he's the odd man out if things don't turn around for him. He got snookered a little bit in Pittsburgh with the rain delay there. He was, you know, three no-hit innings. In that rain delay game. So that may have hurt his progression. Let's see how he bounces back in this one.
Alan, did not get a chance to listen to the show last night. I need to get some sleep last night. That game was going on forever, but I try to catch most of the games. most of the postgame shows. I did not get your level of excitement last night on the team in general, and that's why we're calling you, because I said Allen must be just going through the roof last night, and in a good way, being 18-16.
The season so far through 34 games, it's fun to see them doing what they're doing and staying in the thick of this thing. And, you know, and I have a cousin, Johnny, that I refer to quite a bit. He's Mr. Know-It-All down at the bar.
Okay? Yeah.
But he did bring up a point about this team this year, and I think it's apropos, and it's a good definition of this team. They are interesting, and they're interesting in a number of ways. I mean, you could go from the big picture, rebuild, and then you could go, well, they're interesting because they're in the thick of this thing. They're over 500. They're interesting because of, you know, some of the unknowns that they brought in, Vandy, Pena, Thames, Shaw. We didn't know what to expect of these guys collectively. So very interesting, very fun. And I think they're actually better than their record indicates, guys. They are. And there's a couple of games that I think the gods are going to give back. You know, giving up a 5-run lead in Chicago, giving up 2 4-run leads and a loss to Atlanta a couple of weekends ago. And I think that tends to level out. They're looking to press, I think, mid-game to tack on runs, and I think as of late they're doing a better job of that. They're outstanding in the first inning, and we all know that. That's well documented. You know, they're averaging at least a run a game every game this year in the first inning alone, and that's punching the opposition in the face. So there are a lot of interesting things, but certainly fun being in this, and it seems like a funky year, a really weird, strange year in Major League Baseball this year. So, who knows? Let's just ride this wave.
Chuck and I made a bet last week, or earlier this week. I said they would go 500. We bet $81 on it, and then the loser has to wear a sandwich board. Mm-hmm. And at Bucks opening night, we have to walk around out on 4th and State with a phrase to be determined about the other person. Like Chuck would say, Bart is the real alpha male. Or mine would say, I learned everything I know from Chuck Freeman. Something in that realm.
Nice.
Am I going to be out on 4th and State come October?
Hey, this really, like I said, I don't think they're playing great baseball. And we could point at a lot of things that says they're not playing great baseball. Count says, you know, your record is always who you are. That's your record. I don't know if I totally agree with that, with the ebb and flow of baseball. I think they're slightly better than that. And that's an indication of how a starting rotation cannot pitch much, much worse in terms of soaking up innings than this team has. You would assume that that's going to trend upwards because they're in the lower regions of starting rotations, digging into games during the game. So I think you're all right, Bart, in that you're going to have a shot at that thing. I really do. Through 34 games, let's just say, what's going to happen to this offense? They're suddenly going to stop hitting? These guys get pressure on their opposition up and down that lineup. They do. Now, they went into a funk in this last road trip of scoring a run in 23 straight innings. Braun is key. He is absolutely key. You pop him in the middle of that lineup, the team's going to put runs up.
Marinez has just been struggling out of the bullpen. Well, he did yesterday. He's not the same guy he was last year when he, you know, blew through garbage time and put up some nice numbers. I think Oliver Drake, he's been a nice find for this team. All the last night, you know, touched up a little bit, but he's been, I don't want to see him overworked. But I agree with you, Alan, on the starters. Last two nights, the Brewers have won games the last two nights without their starters going 5 innings. How about that?
It's got to stop. And Marina has 46 appearances last year, 3.18 earned run average this year. You know, he's upwards of close to 6. And if you're nervous about Jimmy Nelson, certainly should be nervous about Yan Marina.
Yep.
Hey, Bart, I want to commend you.
Oh, please. Yeah, I'll take it. Because a lot of times on this station, I get yelled at for being right. I'm just right earlier than other people. So please, if I'm right about something, please go ahead.
Go ahead.
You put it in a nutshell about some of the staff members. They have girlfriends, and it's like, that's what dudes have, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they, for the most part, have girlfriends. Nothing special here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you were to put a song onto it, like, like Joe Zenzola's got a girlfriend for the first time. Okay, well, maybe you could look at Jake Hole's Wet Dreams. I mean, that might be his theme song here. Or like Sparky a few years ago, feels like the first time from Foreigner. And then Rami, it would be like First Date from Blink 182. And it's like, guys, it's not a special situation to simply have a girlfriend. I that's always puzzled me with these guys. Woohoo! I got a girlfriend. This is another reason why radio is filled with all of us. And that includes you, Chuck, you, Bart, all of us. We're different. We're strange. We're weirdos. We're eclectic. We're just a bunch of misfits and dorks in this business. We all are. All of them. Across the board.
Well, here, how about this? We not mention any more women on the show ever again.
No, that's not. I don't want to take away that component of the show.
Because I don't know. I missed the point.
People talk about girlfriends.
What is happening? I missed the point of this.
No, Chuck, people talk about having a girlfriend here like they're the first ones to go out west and find gold. Ooh.
Like doing what?
That's already happened. Like, Adam found Eve.
What is being
said? Finding a girlfriend thing is not a new thing.
I know. Tell me who's doing this.
Oh, it's just I got a girlfriend. I can't work today. Me and my boo-boo. Come on.
Listen to this. And you two aren't innocent either this morning, saying neither one of you like to go into a strip club and look at naked women.
Oh, well, strip clubs are terrible.
Well, I want to look at naked women, but I want to look at my own naked woman.
I hate them. That's not because of my wife.
Yeah. I want to see a naked woman. I wanted to see a naked woman of a woman I know.
I love all you guys. I really do.
Tim, XOXO.
All right, Alan. It was my idea to get you on because I want to hear your level of enthusiasm, and I see it skyrocketing.
It is. I'm having a great time, guys. Let's hope that this continues.
All right.
We'll talk to you later,
Thanks,
Timmy.
Thanks, Alan.
See you guys.
Tim Allen on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Take the next step towards your new home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.